Blog Talk Radio.
We don't know why, and we fail, but we never try, and life gets overwhelming. But when I am in doubt, I trust that He'll work it out. His love surpasses
understanding. His love lasts forever.
Hey,
even
yeah.
When you feel like giving up, joy comes in the morning.
Love is patient, love is kind, it does not intrigue. It don't boast, it's not proud, it is not self-seeking. Although things may not always look so great, just put a smile on your face and expect a better day.
Giving honor, God, Heavenly Father, I'm moving to your spirit, control every part of my life and all the drama, even through the pain, even through the problems, I'ma still praise your name. I got a little testimony, wanna tell you about it. Devil tried to bring me down, knock me off the mountain. I told my mom about it, she just started singing, shouting. Said my blessings coming soon, flowing like a fountain. Your faith stronger through your trials and your tribulations. But give it all to God, a little time, a little patience. Name it, claim it, your joy coming in the morning time. Keep this on your mind, even on your grind. Take Him with you everywhere you go to keep your soul fed. She rubs some blessed oil on my forehead. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, take control, make Him whole. Joy coming full force.
When I was down, His love and worked it out.
It's
alright. When I messed up, His love and worked it out. It's alright. When I was rejected, His love and worked it out. It's alright. Don't have no doubt, His love and worked it out. It's alright. You see, you don't have to worry, because it's alright.
It's alright.
God's gonna change it. It's alright.
It's alright.
It's gonna get good.
This episode, this special Mother's Day episode, yes, yes, we acknowledge mothers. Yes, these Israelites over at the Pastor Stone Network, at least Brother Seth definitely does honor mothers on this day. Of course I would. Why wouldn't I not honor the mothers? I want to thank those of you that have tuned in to this special. Well, we have some very interesting table topics we're going to be discussing today, again, on this Mother's Day, 2023. I want to remind everybody that we will be joined by Waking Up Israel's podcast again today, Sister, Brother Michael and Sister Thale. I guess that's how I would say that, since he is the show's creator. Brother Michael, we know him as Brother Kenwin, but Brother Michael is going to be joining us today, this Five Smoothstone Network, along with his with Sister Thale. And just for this show, I guess we can spill the beans and say Sister Thale really is his mother. So Brother Kenwin, a.k.a. Brother Michael, this is his mother. And so today we're going to do a special tribute to mothers. Okay? We're going to be honoring mothers. But we're going to do it in a unique way. And I'll talk more about that in a little bit. In the meantime, again, I want to thank you. And I want to remind everybody that we have over 500 shows. Please, brothers and sisters, take advantage of that. And go to Five Smooth Stones and check it out. Because some of you, reason why I say it, because some of you really don't know that. And I don't know why, but y'all just think we just have a few shows. No, we have over 500 shows with hundreds of topics, brothers and sisters. That's hundreds of topics, okay? And many guests, as well as co-hosts, various co-hosts over the years. And so, again, we just want to remind everybody to please take advantage and be by that. The best way to get these shows is simply the Google Five Smooth Stone Blog Talk Radio. That's really the best way to get the shows. And then what you want to do is simply just Google Five Smooth Stone Blog Talk Radio, and then any topic that really you want to know about, we're probably going to cover it. So just Google whatever, and that's how you get our shows, okay? I also want to remind everybody to follow us. Brothers and sisters, we have hundreds of you that follow us, but we need thousands. We want a stronger presence on the internet, in social media. Y'all know how this works. You have to have a strong presence on social media before some people even take you serious, and that's a shame. It's a shame. Truth should stand on its own, but that's not the way it is. People actually will see how many people you have listening before they tune in. So although we always have shows where we have people tune in, we want to have followers. We want a bigger presence because we are not playing over here at this Five Smooth Stone Network. We are individuals that really, really teach and talk about things we know for sure, things we don't know for sure. You hear us say that, but for the most part, we teach about things that we know for sure. And I guess I should say I, as the creator of the Five Smooth Stone Network, because you don't know people's heart. But I really believe that the co-hosts that have contributed over the years have really given it their all. And I would strongly recommend, brothers and sisters, that in your leisure, and even not in your leisure, just in your Bible time, your prayer time, you consider listening to some of these broadcasts. They're liberating. They have been these truths have been liberating to us over the years. So I promise you, we're not playing. Okay, we have as the likes of Sister Eliana Batya, who have delivered over and over and over on this show things she know for sure, things the Most High have inspired her to know, to see, to behold in her own life. And then you have others. You have Purcell Porche, who have given as of late. He was probably the last. No, I think Brother Kenwin was. No, Brother Purcell was. But Purcell has delivered and been a blessing to many people, coming on with his convictions and representing Salt Life Kingdom Ministries. And he have really, really, Brother Purcell, and the Ambassador Purcell, as we call him, have really been a blessing to the listeners over the years. And I'm so thankful for his gift to the body of Christ. So we've had Purcell Porche, Ambassador Purcell, on. We've had on Brother John Clark, who have been was moderator there for a while, and very good shows. So I really like it when John moderates. I think he's better than I am at it, to be honest, because I got too many things I'm trying to do while I'm moderating. So he always can just focus just on it, and he does a very good job. But not only that, John has contributed, as you all know, to the show mightily. He's probably the second quietest behind Brother Michael, Brother Kenwin. Brother John, when he does speak, he speaks, especially where it relates to the Book of Revelation. So, and then we have Brother Ellis Shore, who have contributed mightily. Take a sip of that coffee there. Yes, brother, this brother Brother John and Brother Elishua have probably been with me the longest, and Brother Elishua probably have contributed to the show probably more than anybody. And always, you know, profound things he's shared, and I appreciate that brother's gift to the Five Sisters on Network. And then we have Brother Pastor. Y'all bear with me here. Got to get another sip of this coffee. This is good. Pastor Alcee Chris. Pastor Chris, I heard somebody say that he haven't delivered much on the show as of late. And that may be true because he was trying his best to get Brother Elishua in there a lot. And so he really didn't share it the finals, those final times he was on. And we don't know if he'll come back on or not. But I want to just shout out to Pastor Chris. Alcee Chris have really, really helped us over the years with understanding Africa and how it plays, the part it plays in Christianity, you know, how Christianity influenced Africa and vice versa. And Alcee Chris has just been a blessing. He has been a blessing with regards to this network. So these are our panelists, have been our panelists over the years, not over the years, but just late last two or three years, this has been our panelists. Of course, you go back further, there was different panelists. But these co-hosts have really been a blessing, and I just want to shout out to them on this Mother's Day. Of course, I leave Brother Kenwin for last because he's actually coming on today, and so y'all have heard a lot of Brother Kenwin and Brother, aka Brother Micah, which we'll call him Brother Micah tonight, but you've heard a lot of him of late because the last four shows has been on the show, so I just thought I would leave him last. But of course, Brother Micah has been a blessing to Five Sisters on Network, contributing here and there, reminding us of our Hebrew heritage and making sure we keep it what he feels is what the Father's requiring out of Israelites today. And so we appreciate him. Again, brothers and sisters, this is the Five Smooth Stone family as of this date. Now, some of those individuals I named have said they're done for now, or they're busy, or so that's why you're not hearing them as much as you used to. But I've learned something with doing these shows. Sometimes people say they're gone, they pop back up. I know Sister Eliana have taken a few breaks, and she'll come back. So we don't know. Keep us in prayer. They're very busy, very needed in their communities, all right? Okay, so I think we have, let's go to the phone lines. And bring on, first of all, Waking Up Israel's podcast. I think we have them live here. So let's try this right quick. And we'll open up the line. This will be Waking Up Israel's podcast again because they're going to be joining us. So tonight you got two podcasts on one show. Again, this is the Five Sisters on Network. But we are joined now by Waking Up Israel's podcast, Waking Up Israel's show. So let's go open up their lines. Area code 903-279, are you there?
Yes, yes. Shalom, brother. Can you hear me very well?
We can hear you just fine. I do have a question, though. You call us on your home phone. You didn't want to call us on your show line. It's probably going to be clear. We can work with it. We can see how it sounds. But I noticed you called me on your cell phone versus the show line. We have a show phone number, you know, at the top, that little phone icon of a phone.
Okay,
so let's try. Let's see how it sounds. Go ahead and say hello to everybody. Welcome. Again, everybody, this is the Waking Up Israel. This is their, as y'all know, it's Brother Kenwin, but on his show, he's known as Brother Micah. So tonight, he'll be Brother Micah. But go ahead and say hello to the people, brother.
All right. Shalom, everybody. It's good to be in. And I'm looking for a wonderful show. And shalom to you. All right.
Well, Brother Mike, I don't know how your listeners are going to sound. Again, you called on your cell, and I don't know how technology works. I always call your show on my computer phone that Blog Talk has provided. So we'll see. We won't talk about it anymore until there's a problem. But I want to start off with a bang again. Today is Mother's Day, and I want to play a show. Now, check this out, everybody. What I'm about to play is actually Brother Michael's show. Brother Michael's show. In other words, they did a show where Sister Thel and he went back and forth, and they don't even know what I'm about to play. But I'm going to play them because it blessed me, especially with regards to mother. Is Sister Thel on the line? Do you know if she's on today?
Yes, I am. Shalom, shalom.
Well, Sister Thel, why don't you go ahead and say hello to the people and welcome to the Five Stone Network.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. I am truly blessed to be here. I'm so blessed to be among kindreds, people, and that's the one that love the Most High, love our Lord and Savior, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. I am just blessed to be here physically, although I have been having illnesses and what have you, but you know what? I'm on fire. And, you know, Amen. So I'm excited about what I'm learning. I'm relearning. I'm regrowing. We never get too old to learn. That's right.
Amen.
So anyway, thank you very much, brother, for being here. And I'm here and I'm waiting and I'm excited to hear the good news. Whatever is coming my way, I just pray that the Most High will open my mind, open my heart, open your mind, your listeners' mind and heart, and be able to receive the Spirit, because that's what's going to change us and help
Amen.
Us make our choices.
Amen. Well, Sister Thel, again, welcome, and I think you're going to be blessed by what we're about to share here.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have in the house brother from Cincinnati, our brother, the Ambassador Purcell Porsche. He may be. Let's see if he's available.
Yes.
Area code 513-331, brother Purcell. Are you there, Ambassador? Told me he would be listening. So if he's listening, but he probably stepped away, because I think what he's doing is just listening. He's not in a position to hear. So we'll leave him on hold and go ahead and start the presentation. Again, everybody, what I'm about to play is a dialogue between you, Sister Thel, and your son, which we know as Brother Kenwin, but on his show he's known as Brother Michael, which we'll call him Brother Michael tonight. I want y'all to listen to this dialogue between them, and again, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. I was blessed by Sister Thel and what she was sharing with Brother Michael, as well as what Brother Michael was saying to her. As y'all know, we've been on that show 4 times, and Brother Michael really been trying to get us to see some things that he's saying, and he very well could be, I know this brother loved the father, and he very well could be right, so I'm not playing this from a standpoint of I'm right or he's wrong. I just like the way his mother talked to him about our shows and us getting along and the weighty of matter, the truth that the Father's trying to deliver. Y'all understand what I mean after this first clip. So here we go. Be blessed by this. And we're going to play, it's 10 minutes. It's actually 12 minutes. And then we'll come back in dialogue. We'll play another part of the conversation. It's a part two. We'll come back and talk about it again. We'll play another part of the conversation. There's actually 4 parts. I chopped it up into 4 parts. So this should be interesting. And if you're on, Brother Kenwin, just remember to keep the noise down, because anything on that line is going to be very loud, okay, with the way we got this set up. All right, so here we go.
Gotcha. Digging into Jasher and doing a recap on the chapters we did read.
Okay.
This past Sunday, we did a merge show with guest Five Smooth Stone. Brother Self,
yes,
along with Pastor Priscilla of Salt Life Kingdom Ministries. And
yes,
these brothers here, they were sharing, and our dialogue got, you know, kind of bumped heads, our two different perspectives. But that's what we wanted. We wanted those different perspectives to be aired on the show. It eventually kind of got heated. And, hey, man. But I had to say at the same time, I like to think that I got a lot of my point of view off, you know. I think I got a lot where I stand. I think I let them know where I stand at with it. And they let me know theirs. And I guess that's what we wanted to achieve in the, you know, in the grand scheme of the whole thing, you know. But nevertheless, you know, I think that was real good for the listener, just to listen to that and hear the back and forth and understand our positions. Well, what do you think, Sistel?
As I said before, I appreciate everything that was being said. I appreciate those brothers. They're powerful. They're powerful. And again, I stress, there is nothing said. We're not trying to force anyone into any beliefs. We don't want to force anything. We want you to get it, and we want you to get it in your spirit. And like I said, Brother Michael, it doesn't have to get heated. We're all in the same room. We're all on the same side. We all do. And you know, I was just thinking, because Brother Seth asked you a question, and I can't remember what you said or what you might have said, but I believe you said something to the point that, well, we all believe in the same thing. We just interpreting it and are saying it differently. But nevertheless, I believe that we're all on the same page. And I believe the Most High is using each and every one of us. And so he may not be using Brother Seth for you. He may be using Brother Seth for somebody else, or Brother Purcell, or you. Like I told you before, when you're in business, you look for which market that you want to serve, or who you want to sell to or project.
Right, right.
And this type of position that we're all in, we don't want anyone to be lost. We just don't. And we're going to keep on until the Messiah returns. We're going to keep on sharing. And we're going to keep on trying to give everyone an opportunity to hear, you know, to hear the information that is coming out of our mouths. Not mine, I'm sorry. Out of you, the leaders. People who want to, their passion, their mission, and what the Most High, or what the Messiah has given them to go out and do. It's nothing wrong with that. And we just pray for everyone. Because the only way we know that we may fall short, it will be rectified. I don't think the Messiah our Father is going to let us be to continue astray and without the information. He's going to put it in our spirits. That's what the Spirit is there for, to lead us and guide us. And not to worry, it's all okay. That's what I want to say. Don't worry. He got this. Even if some of us don't yet, we're going to get it, because we continue to strive and plow. It's going to be rough, but we just got to stick to it. We just got to continue to plow. And I appreciate those brothers, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate the platform, actually. You know, I kind of try to see where we was going, although, you know, I just like blog talk. And I like for people to just discuss, what is this all about? What does this mean, you know? Instead of getting into the fundamentals, I just want to know who I am. And then I think something was said earlier, Brother Micah. If you follow Christ, everything seems to fall in place. And I live like that in my life today. I hope most people have learned that. The other thing is, not only do I do that, I just found out who I am and what I am in this world. Who am I? So now I know who I am. So now I got to apply who I am to the Most High laws and statutes, his commandments, his statutes. I want to walk straighter than I did before. I was kind of walking blindly. I was in Christ. I was walking blindly. But now my eyes has been opened even wider. Oh, it was open wide, but it's wider. I'm focused. I'm focusing in. I'm zooming in, if I can say that. I'm attuned. I'm tuning up, you know. So now I have to rectify what I didn't know. And do it now. I got to be better at who I am now that I know. Do that make sense to you, Brother Micah?
Mm. Okay, yeah, you shine a light on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you guys were talking about Paul at one time, and I just want to say this, and then I want to get past this. There were so many Israelites that didn't know who they was, and they needed to get the fundamentals down. They need to know how to love one another. They needed to know all these good things that Christ stood for, what he wanted. We have to try to be more like him. We have to learn how to do that. It's just like a little bitty baby. First you have to give him milk, and then you have to ease into a little bit of cereal and baby food until they start eating a little better and better. So I think that we started out, and I think that might have been the theory and what Paul was trying to do. But nevertheless, if he was appointed and he was given a mission, there is nothing I can say or do to doubt that. Because, see, that's how we done got to where we are today. What little bit I know and I feel over the past 68 years, it was due to the information I received already, which is preparing me more and more to now finding out who I am. So we all have to find ourselves, but we're finding ourselves on different levels at different times. And so I think that this is a good thing, and I think everybody's on the same accord, and I hope that they understand that by continuing, that we are bringing people together, making people think. You know, we're reaching them, and we want to reach their spirits and make them question, you know. And then the rest of it is for the Holy Spirit to do the rest. Spirit in them. I think that's what it's all about. It's not for us to follow through on it, because we don't have to prove ourselves. We just got to keep doing the job, what we were appointed to do, what he has given us to do. We do that, and he'll do the rest, if that makes sense. But mind you, I'm just one person. I wish some readers was able to just call in and let me know that they're there. I know that they're there. I feel that they're there. But for some reason or another, they're not just wanting to call in. But you know what? This is one area where I promote that not to worry just make the telephone call. You can't be wrong. Don't be shy. You are welcome. That's what I want to say. And if you don't understand, let's just talk about it. No judgments. You know, let's just, I just want them to be open to receive information. And I believe the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, will do the rest. What do you say, Brother Michael?
Yeah, that invitation's always open for anybody that listens. And to hit on what you were saying earlier, I can dig it. I can dig it, Sistel. I get a little passionate.
That's okay.
I think that part four will probably do it. I don't know if we, you know, I think we could do more harm than good when we're arguing back and forth in our understandings. A lot has been said in these past four encounters, with those brothers. Good men, good teachers.
Of course they are.
I did what I wanted to do and kind of show my position. That's all I wanted to do.
That's all they wanted to do.
And I understand. And so I think that we achieved that. We know what each other stand at. And, that's it to that. Because I think we could do more harm than good by arguing about it, you know.
Everybody, you're tuned to the Five Smooth Stone Network. I'm Brother Seth, and you just heard from Waking Up Israel's podcast. I would just say y'all need to check out that podcast, check out that show, check out Brother Michael and Brother Bell when you get a chance. They're right here on Blog Talk Radio as well. Again, they're at Waking Up Israel. Well, they are in the house, and go ahead and unmute their line. This is, again, Waking Up Israel has joined the Five Smooth Stone Network, so we're two different podcasts on one show. Let me also open up another line. Let's try Brother Purcell Porcher again. He said he'd just be listening, so I probably shouldn't open up this line. But let's see, Brother Purcell, are you available?
Yes, sir.
Well, brother, welcome. We can hear you. Go ahead and say hello to the people. And what did you think of what you just heard?
That was awesome, man. I kind of hit and miss heard because I got family interacting too. So I was kind of trying to hear both at the same time. But what I did hear was very encouraging. I like how Sister Fell said that the Father don't want us. He wants us all to be informed, and that's true, because the Scripture said that He would not have us ignorant concerning the enemy's devices. So that's scriptural. That's right on time. And a lot of times what we struggle with is the whole debate piece. We're more concerned about being right than we are about being righteous. And
yes,
because of that, oftentimes we find ourselves in what Judge Judy would say, in a kerfuffle. So, yeah, that was awesome. And another thing that really strikes me and warms
Purcell,
my heart for
Purcell,
you,
hold on one second.
You.
I got a feeling you're going to tell me this is the best you can do, but your line, man, is it's a muffle a little bit. We can hear you, though. If you can't do anything, don't do anything, but I don't know what you're doing different. But. Go ahead.
Can you hear me better?
Just go ahead. Go for it.
Can you hear me better, though? Wait. Hold on.
Whatever you normally do when you're on the show, do that, please, because you sound muffled. You all will hear this when you play it back. But go ahead, we have to deal with it. You was talking about Sister Dale.
Can you hear me better?
Perfect.
Okay. Well, the other thing I wanted to say really strikes me, it struck me and warmed my heart is the humility. The degree of humility. Now, I'm not a scholar by any stretch of the imagination. I'm a Bible student, but I'm not so much as a scholar. But what I know, I know. What I know, the Holy Ghost taught me. So I'm confident in that. But I just love the humility, and I believe God does too. And I love the humility in Sister Thale. You have no idea, but, well, you may know, but you spit a lot of wisdom. A lot of wisdom comes with your humility. And you contribute far more than what you give yourself credit for, in my opinion.
Amen.
Thank you.
I mean, it's nothing like the heart of a mama, you know. And I didn't know, to be honest with you, that you were Brother Micah's mom. I didn't know that. I mean, I wouldn't have treated you any differently, and I'm not going to treat you any differently because I think I have the home training enough to be respectful either way. But I do appreciate your contribution, appreciate your humility. I appreciate your heart as it relates to the platform, you know. So with that being said, I also appreciate Brother Micah too, man, because I've learned some things from you too. Because again, I don't know. I'm pretty much kind of new, believe it or not, to the whole Hebrew thing. Most of my tutelage comes from Seth. You know, Seth was the one that opened my eyes or awakened me to that information. That wasn't something that I even really thought about. The only thing I really thought about was the fact that we had this white Jesus in 75% of the black homes in America, probably more than that. And that bothered me.
Yeah, 90.
It bothered me mainly because of it, the fact that it is a direct contradiction to what the Bible says. Okay? That's why it bothers me so. And it bothers me the arrogance of whoever it is that was able to bear like that. And it fly. That just bothers me. And to this day, it still bothers me that is able to has been able to stand for so long, and nobody has really come against that, you know. But the main thing that hit me was the fact that it is a direct contradiction to what the Bible says. Even if you get with somebody who argues the point, well, he's not black. Okay, well, he certainly ain't lily white like you portrayed him either. And I wouldn't equate white skin with the term feet like bronze ever and hair like white wool. I don't know how you got that long stringy hair. So that was the thing that bothered me the most. But then once I was awakened to the whole idea that we're the people of the Bible, I kind of got a little bit more upset, you know, if I be honest, you know, but I was proud too. It helped me to understand who I am. And it helped me also to walk a little heavier, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I was clear. I'm clear now. I'm clear now as to who I am. You know, not only in the earth, but in the word. I'm clear. I'm crystal about who I am. I'm crystal about who God says I am, which is even more powerful, you know?
Okay.
So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
So I literally have a staunch, steadfast stand. You know, I can't be shaken or stirred, okay? So that's what the whole awakening has done for me. And then Brother Micah has brought out information that I didn't know. I never disclosed that information. But I've heard him say things that I didn't really know. But all it did for me was enhance what I do know. You know, because I always say, you maybe even heard me say over the times past in some of the other shows, I've said, all I know is all I know. But all I know is not all there is to know. So when I keep that mindset and I keep that stance, it keeps me in a place of humility. I can never find myself being what my mama used to call back in the day, the know-it-all, because I understand that all I know is all I know, but all I know is not all there is to know.
Amen.
Okay? So with all that being said, man, this, I don't know what it is, Seth. Brother Micah, Sister Thel, I don't know what it is about this broadcast, but it makes you want to share. You know, I think that's why some of us get long-winded, like Seth. It's just a spirit that come over you. I don't know. I might be tripping. I don't know. But I just be like, man, you just want to tell it.
If I may. If I may, brother, I like to read a scripture. I think it kind of tags along on what you just said, Brother Purcell. In the Luke, I'd like to go to Luke chapter 21. I think it kind of hits on the same thing in a nutshell of what you was just saying. Luke chapter 21. I'm going to start at 16, and I'm going to read all the way to 24. Okay. 16, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. These last days, right? And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. So for what you stand for, a lot of people are not going to like it. They're going to reject it. You gotta expect this, okay? All right. 18, not an hair on your head perish. And your patience possess, yea, your soul. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. 70 A.D. right there. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Prophecy of Jerusalem falling, us getting scattered across the world. 23. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for they shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people, Israelites. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. So when you were speaking about, you know, everybody got white Jesus in their houses and things like that, all, you know, of people, Christ is being preached here, and that's a good thing. But we are living in the time of the Gentiles. This is at the height of their time that they're reigning, okay? And so the idea of converting them to Christ was a good thing. But I was just kind of hitting on the point, what you just mentioned, about waking up in the midst of them in power, but yet we're waking up. And we're starting to look and see that, hey, this image isn't correct. This isn't biblically correct. And we're seeing these little knick-knack things, but we still hold dear to everything Christ has said. So we are waking up, and sometime in the future, in these last days, that for whatever you wake up to, they're going to be upset. The world, a lot, even your own family, they're not going to like how you woke up or the name of Christ or whatever you're believing in these last days. And but Christ let you know to rest assured that he got you, right? He's got you, and he's serving the times all the way unto death. I just wanted to say that a little bit. I'll go ahead and pass the mic.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, again, everybody, we just heard from Purcell responding to the clip I played that was a portion of Waking Up Israel's podcast, and I have three more clips. And so before we go to the second clip, again, we're appreciating Mothers today. I know some of y'all Israelites don't celebrate Mother's Day, but I find no harm in lifting up mothers on this day. It doesn't matter what the Gentiles or Babylon is doing. If they do it on the same day, fine. We may do it again tomorrow. We may do it again next Sunday. So the fact that we're doing it today, I see no problems with doing it in unison. If Babylon want to do it today, we want to do it today. I don't see nothing wrong with us. Let me just say this before I bring on Sister Thale, who's going to comment, if she have any comments about what she heard. Brothers and sisters, we're talking about mama.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. Well, we don't want to do what Babylon do. I understand. I'm mad at Babylon too. But everything Babylon do ain't wrong. There's nothing wrong with celebrating moms on this day. But I can't stand them either. But I'm not going to be fooled and not celebrate my mother on the day. How we look not celebrating our mom this day, and then they celebrate their moms, and they're taking their mom out and doing all types of things. No way. My mom ain't going to be somewhere not brought up on this day. If they bring up their mom, you better darn sure, Skippy, know I'm bringing up my mom. So tonight or today, this afternoon, we're acknowledging mothers. That's all. And I ran across this clip of Sister Thale. And y'all, there's some noise on the line. I can't mute the Waking Up Israel line because, and that's where the noise is, to be honest. So I don't know, Sister Thale, you.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. That was me.
Yep.
Go ahead.
All right. Any page turn, anything, we can hear it. So, Sister Thale, you've heard a lot, and you're the mother on the show tonight. What do you think of what you heard thus far?
Well, since I've lived my life as a Christian and a believer, and then over the past 2 years, I found some more interesting information about Israelites. And I've done a lot of research. I've done some research, a lot for me at my age, even DNA research. I just wanted to say, like, yes, I have learned more. So I come out of a Christian lifestyle and everything, and I celebrated. I did everything that everybody else did. That's the reason why we were asleep. We didn't know. Okay, so now I learned about the holidays. Okay, so now I know. I know better. I know more. But it's what's in our hearts. See, that's what we fail to see.
Amen.
Others make comments on the outside, what you just said. I know. Mother's Day, let's see. I think I was talking to my son. I did the research on Mother's Day. I know when it was enacted. Oh, it became Woodrow Wilson did it. In 1914, what was that? One of those days. He proclaimed Mother's Day a national holiday. But why did he do that? Oh, I know. It was because of this woman who saved a lot of Jewish children from the Nazis. And her relative lobbied during that time for recognition, this woman as the mother of mothers, more or less. I'm just saying, let's go back to the history.
Wow.
That's what Israelites is now teaching me, to go back and find out who you are. And we got to go back because, man, we just didn't know this stuff. But
amen.
Now that you said that, okay, so I know that pagan holidays, I don't want to celebrate pagan holidays, but I know what the canon says. My son calls the canon, I call the Bible. And we should honor our mother and father every day.
Every day.
That means today, tomorrow, every day. Be it a phone call or whatever. Guess what? It can be a silent saying, I love you, Mom, wherever you are. Don't worry. If it's in this century, if it's in this day, she heard it. Guess what? If she's already in the spirit, guess what? She heard it. She heard it. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Amen.
Wake up in the morning. You give praises to the Most High for you waking up, everything, and say, I miss you, Mom. I love you. No matter where she's at, you are honoring her. And you're going to go out and you're going to live your life according to what she tried to teach you. If she tried to teach you that, or she or anyone else that's in your life that was that mentor, that mother figure to you. I don't know if I told you that I was a poet. Even though I don't speak just correctly, I pretty much wrote a poem about mothers. I wrote poetry. I did all kinds of things on Mother's Day for my church, different things like that. But, brother, I'm going to tell you, I understand where the Hebrew Israelites are coming from. I don't want to worship pagan gods because this is where this is coming from. But, and my daughters, too. I want to say my daughters, too. So my daughter and I, we talked about it, and she said, Mom, you know what? We are celebrating every day. So let's just go out and have a bite to eat.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? It's what's in your heart, isn't it? It's what you know, right? They're going to think we're coming out and we're celebrating. And they're going to think we're in the world. But we're not of the world. We got to live in this world. But we don't. I say the Most High, our Lord and Savior, knows what is going on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are loving me. Today, you're going to love me tomorrow. You're going to do everything you want to do. I say, because you know where you are at. All right? You know where you're at. And then you do not have to be concerned about anyone else. I'm sorry.
I get to talking,
and you stop. So go ahead, brother.
No, that right there is what I mean by the spirit
yeah.
behind. People think because we're celebrating today, we're not celebrating tomorrow, or we didn't celebrate yesterday. At
yeah.
the end of the day.
Right, right. I got you.
At the end of this day, who benefited in your family? You. So
yeah.
if somebody say, I ain't going to celebrate, and they don't acknowledge their mother on this day, but they acknowledge their mother yesterday, and they're going to acknowledge their mother tomorrow, they're not going to acknowledge her on the day that the Gentiles and the pagan or whatever. And by the way, if we don't even know the history of that Jewish lady, how can that affect you and your mom being
yeah.
out? If somebody else that's higher up
that's
saying,
what we...
ah, ha, ha, we create this day so they can honor, that's just them tripping. Who cares? If they wanted to think
right.
that...
Right. I mean, that's what
they don't
said.
Give no... That don't take nothing from mama. They don't take nothing from the flowers I gave her.
Right.
That's what I mean by keeping with the spirit of something. Now, there are some holidays that I just do not adamantly celebrate or are not a part of. One of them is the 4th of July. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want people to see me celebrating it.
That's right.
Now, if my family want to come over,
yeah.
oh, now well, you're talking something different now because we don't always get together. And anytime I see them, it's love. They want to come over, I may have them come over. I'm not going to say don't come over today because it's just hard for us to get together anytime. So they may be in the spirit of it. So guess what I'm going to do if that happens? I am not going to turn down my family coming together under no circumstance. I would just
That's
say,
right.
well, y'all know we ain't on this 4th of July thing, but I'm doing this because of y'all. You see what I mean? I will provide that opportunity to give an education
yeah.
on the 4th of July. Now, did I just kill the spirit of that? Yes. Without killing the spirit of fellowship and laughter and unity among my family. Let's
right.
go to part two, y'all.
Exactly.
Let's
How
go
you going to see
two.
It? Yeah, I agree. I agree with that because I had a conflict when my son introduced me to this information that while I was sitting there in church, I thought and I prayed and I said, Jesus, you sure? Jesus, you sure? I said, you know what? What I know in my heart is for me, and he knows what's in my heart. No matter what anyone else sitting around me believe. So
right.
I can still worship him because it's my mind. I have a personal relationship with him. He knows what
yeah.
I'm thinking. He knows
yeah.
why I say what I say.
Amen.
But nevertheless, I'm in there with everyone else and giving praise to the same person. To the same spirit.
Amen.
And the other thing I wanted to just to say real quickly, and I'll let you go to the clip. The other thing is that, you know what, I, too, Brother Brazil, was curious about, well, man, everybody got this white Christ and everything, and I read about him in the Bible. I was, you know, Sunday school when I was a teenager, you know, Sunday school teacher, even as a teenager. And I just thought about it, but that is why I grew up to question everything, because I just couldn't believe that everything that I was hearing and what's going on around me was something that I just truly had to believe. I knew it had to be something else that I was missing. And so I decided
mm-hmm.
that, okay, if that's what it is, I'm just going to see through this picture because
yeah.
he has no color. I knew he don't have any color because if he had a color, he couldn't be the creator of all of us because man was created in his image. I'm just saying. So I think of him as invisible, see-through, no color. I guess you may call it, what, translucent or something? And so I just thought of it like that, but I knew there was an answer. There was something behind it. I just didn't know what it was. But I see now because of the way we was taught to believe that. And it just been ingrained in our mindset We know no other. And that really did bother me throughout my life as growing up. That's the reason why I am the way I am. Now I can only look up.
Amen.
I can only deal with the spirit in everything that I see. If I see you, I mean, I worked in a hospital real quickly, and when people came in and they had issues and everything, and I told her, I said, I'm going to tell you something. I know you're afraid. I know you're frightened. You don't know what the future holds. You don't know what's going to happen. But I want you to, I'm going to tell you how I would do this if I were you. When I see the housekeeping people pass by me and they say hello, I want you to see Jesus. When you go in there and you see the nurse's aide and the nurses and any doctors or technician comes in, I want you to smile at them because you got this. I want you to see Jesus. And you say thank you. I said, don't see them.
Amen.
It don't care what face come into your face. You see Jesus. And if you see Jesus, everything's going to be all right because he wants to know that you believe and trust in him. And he's not going to come through because he already knows. Are you doubting him? He already knows.
Yeah.
Amen.
So do not make that mistake. And I want you to know that one lady came back and said, who are you? I said, who am I? I'm nobody. I'm nobody. She said, yes, you are. I said, no, ma'am, I'm nobody. But I know one thing about it, though. I know who he is.
Yeah.
And he is the Most High. Yes.
Well, Sister Thale, that was beautiful. I want to give you, I want to ask you a quick question, and I want you to take 15 seconds to answer this. What do you think of us promoting you and your son as the Mother Day special here? The dialogue, I mean.
Well, that's what my son told me that we was coming on here to joined with your group, and we were for getting that information out to the people. We are Israelites. We have what we believe in. At least that's what he was telling me the difference is in the group that we are. And once you open your mind and your heart and your beliefs, such as you, such as Brother Purcell, such as Brother Micah, I understand that. Like I said, we all have to find our own journey. We have to walk our own journey. And hopefully we're going to hear something that's going to trigger something. The Spirit's got to work with us individually. It has to.
Amen.
It ain't no other way. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are.
Well, here come part two.
I'm just saying.
Part two.
All right.
And I want to know what you have to say after part two.
Okay.
Again, everybody, we're just simply celebrating mothers. Why not? I mean, don't you want your mother celebrated? Well, tonight we're celebrating Brother Michael's mom, with a dialogue between them, just wisdom flowing from a mother to a son. Sister Thale is not necessarily agreeing with our position, which is what's weird, or what's just awesome, really. I'm saying weird in that Brother says, why are you planning if she's not agreeing with you? That's why I say it's weird. It's the only reason I use the word weird. But you would think if I'm playing it, she's not agreeing with Five Smooth Stone necessarily. She's not agreeing with her son necessarily. That's what I mean by weird. That's what's awesome about this. I mean, it's just pure wisdom. That's why I thought to play it. And she's taking it aside. It's brilliant. This is a mother's love, everybody. It just pure wisdom. It's what my mother would say if she was alive. Here we go.
That's it to that. I think that's all because I think we could do more harm than good by arguing about it, you know? So
yeah, there's no sense in arguing.
It's not like I want to win them over, because I do want to win them over. And I guess you can sense that.
Let me tell you, you don't have to try to win them over. That's up to the Most High. That's up to the Spirit.
So I don't want to try. I'm saying you can tell explaining my position, you can tell that I want them to get it. I want them to catch on to it.
Brother Michael, let me tell you something. They have been in the business of the word of study. They have lived their lives, and they are too, like you, like me. We're all seeking the truth. And then one day, you're going to wake up, and you're going to realize that you have that personal relationship, and that you are on the right path. Now, whatever is the right path for you, it's for you. And no one can change that. No one can take it away from you. It's for you. You can't do that. You can't change somebody else. That power is out of our hands. That's what I'm saying. We are all, we're all in control of ourselves. And what I'm saying is, we have to make that decision ourselves. And we want others to have that spirit with them to where they believe with all their heart, soul, and their mind in the truth and their salvation. And we have to let them, and the spirit works with them. That is our job. Our job is to do what we can do and say what we can say, and that's it. And that's it. I am saying that you just be the best you can be. Continue to learn. Do research. But the most important thing that I've always found that I thought, and, you know, I'm one of those people that likes to read, and I like to talk probably more than I like to read, but we have to be good listeners. And my grandfather said something to me when I was about 12 years old. He said, "Baby, I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be a lot of people saying a lot of different things and talking to you." He said, "I can't even fathom what your life is going to be like when you grow up." But my grandfather was really about 80 years old then, and he said to just make sure you understand and what they're saying by reading between the lines. So you want to know, are they trying to hurt me? Are they trying to lead me in the wrong direction? And if so, why? Why do you think they're doing that? To their benefit, to your benefit, or what? Their intentions, more or less. If I'm just trying to help you and I'm doing it from the best that I can be of me and I want to share it with you so to empower you, to help you, whatever, we don't want to say anything wrong about those people because it's all good. And the Most High is going to bless us because we're not trying to do his job. We want to do the job that he has for us to do. And so whatever he has for us to do, we just got to do it to the best of our abilities. Because we're all, more or less, ministers. Once we get the information, we can pass it on. But guess what? I'm 68 years old, and I can talk to some more older ladies, 65, 70, and then I'll be talking with them about the things that I've learned. So you see, the ministry goes through anyone at any time, at any age, because you're sharing. You know, you're sharing the good news. And the good news is what he means to us, what it means to us. And not just think of yourself. You should always think of others. because I do, I've always thought about those two. When the Messiah said that on these two commandments, I always thought, yes, because that's how he knows who you are. It's how you treat other people. You know? It's how you treat other people. And then that really says a lot about who you are. We want to be humble. It's not our fault if other people hate us. Don't let it be your fault. It's their fault if they hate. If they hate, it's on them. It's not on us, because we're not going to do that to anyone. So we must live that Christ-like lifestyle. So that means we want to follow his lifestyle. And guess what he's going to do? He's following all the commandments and the teaching of his Father, the Most High. So there you go. If we follow him, then we follow the Most High. We just fall in the spirit.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't take a rocket science to see that, right? Because the Holy Spirit should be with us, so we're in alignment. At one time, I drew a little diagram. It was like a pie chart, more or less. And it just shows the Most High. It showed the Son, Savior, and then it shows the Holy Spirit. And then I had this, so that was a pie shell, and I had three parts, right? The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I thought about that equation. And I thought about a lot of things that, for some reason, the number four kept popping up in my life as four was popping up everywhere. And then as I was younger and we was learning all about, you know, I think it was called, they were saying, the Trinity. And then I thought, you know, that's not complete. You know what makes it complete for us is four, the number four. So I drew a pie chart, and I cut it up into quarters. And so at the top of it, I had the Father, and then, of course, the Son, and then I had the Holy Spirit, and then I had a little part that I put me. I just wrote M-E. Because that means that I came full circle to being a complete me. And that's all I can do. I can't save anyone else except me. But I can share with others and prayerfully hope that someone is going to receive the same spirit that I have. And that's as much as I can do. And I tell you what, my life has been blessed. I've been blessed my entire life. I don't know how, because I didn't feel like I was worthy. But I know he was there. He's been with me, baby. He's been with you. And if there's anyone listening, guess what? He's with us right now. Because we're still here. So much is happening in the world today. But we're still here. And it's not by accident. I believe it's by design. And if you're listening to my voice right now, it's by design that you're listening to my voice, believe it or not. It's up to you. I just say it. Like those brothers was doing, like you was doing, I just say it. And if you don't feel it in your spirit, I can't do anything about it. Because the spirit is powerful. It's just powerful. I'm sorry, Brother Mikey. I told you not to let me talk so much.
No, it's all right.
I'm so sorry. We want to get into Joshua, don't we?
Yeah. I definitely
I definitely want to walk by the spirit as well as anything, but I think they just all go together. The revealing of who you are and then understanding our scriptures, you know.
Not taking any sides. She's just simply talking to her son about Purcell and I and the Five Smooth Stone Network. Really, Purcell and I coming to the show. We're all trying to get an understanding. And Brother Ken, aka Brother Michael, we just had a place where we wasn't agreeing. So Sister Thel wasn't taking a side, as you heard with your own ears. It's just wisdom as to how to go forward. Beautiful. Okay, Brother Purcell, your line is open. I want you to go first, and then I want to hear from Sister Thel and Brother Michael, and y'all got to hear part three and part four. What you say, Purcell? What say you, Brother Ambassador?
Man, that was so powerful. Wow.
Yes.
I mean, all I really want to say is, wow.
Really?
I mean, literally, all I really want to say is wow. Because that was so eloquently put. And while I was listening to that, I actually took the liberty of looking up the meaning of number four. And the meaning of number four, or the number four, represents stability, order, conscientiousness, and determination. Everything, it says, is made up of four elements. I thought that was even powerful. I thought it was even more powerful that you added to the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost yourself, because wow, I mean,
we are in.
Wow,
it.
Exactly. He makes up the new me. He makes up the me, or the three that you put together in your pie illustration, make up me making up the four, when in fact, it ends up as four anyway. This thing got my head swung in. You just messed me up with this one. But, okay. So the three that you put together, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and then you added you. When in fact, when we take the Father, Son, oh my gosh, the Bible said he takes the foolish things to confound the wise. Listen to this logic. This is by the Holy Ghost. When you take the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the three, add the one being me, it equals one.
Amen.
You take the three.
It has to. Purcell, it has to. The Bible says our life is hid.
Oh, my goodness.
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then we shall appear with him. So we are included in that.
Yes.
But before you get to preaching. Go ahead, because I want to get Sister Thel and Brother Mike in here.
Okay. Listen. That right there will preach. Look, I know that was by the Holy Ghost. That right there blessed me. Man, that man, look. I got to sit back and put my feet up. Because that right there, that blessed me beyond measure. You have no idea.
Yes. Well, that's it from Brother Micah and Brother and Sister Theo. And again, we'll play this part three again, everybody. All we're doing here on this thing that the world called Mother's Day is celebrating a mother. And this, the spirit behind the show is to uplift everybody. And for, if you're a mother out there and you listen to the show, just be encouraged. And just if your mother passed away like mine's have, then you'll know what I mean by appreciating this dialogue, because your mother is not here. And so listen to Sister Thel talk to Brother Micah, who is one of the co-hosts on the Five Sweet Stone Network, who also has his own podcast, Waking Up Israel. It's refreshing. And what's crazy is she ain't taking no side. Have y'all heard her take one side yet? That's what's crazy. Okay. All right, we're going to open up their lines. Waking Up Israel's line is open now. Brother Micah, why don't you go first and then Sister Thel?
Okay. I would like to start off by saying I love that y'all are loving on my mama. I love that. I love that. I really, really do. And I really love that her light is shining. And I am so proud of you, Sister. All right, that's all I wanted to say.
Wow. Sister Thel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I had not heard myself. I didn't go back and listen to any reruns or anything like that. And to hear that, which, you know, we never liked the way we sound. But, you know, I was...
Hold on a second.
You know, like I said,
Hold on one second. There's something I forgot. I said it, but I don't think people caught it. Brother and Sister Thel did not know I was going to do this, y'all. I don't know if y'all understand that. Maybe I'll make that clear. I went on their show without them even knowing I'm listening, because they never know who's listening. I happened to listen to a show, and I was blessed by it. Mother's Day was coming up, and I said, you know what? I'm going to invite them on, which they was already invited on to come on Sunday. But Brother Micah said he didn't want to do a part. Y'all heard him say it. So I said, I don't know if they're going to come on now, but I would really love them to come on, and I play them on our show. So just so y'all know, this is not set up. They're hearing themselves, like she just said, for the first time. Go ahead, sister.
I just wanted to say that every mother wants child to come into the truth. I want my son to get it any which way he can get it. As long as he's making the turn, I'm going to cheer him on. As long as he's coming into the room where he can learn, he can get the information, I want him to be present. And he's not doing the other things of the world. He may come across flawed to some people, but maybe that's not what the Most High sent him for. He sent him for the flawed. Maybe he sent them to bring in other people, other young people like him. My son says, do you feel me? I asked him after the show, what am I supposed to be feeling here, the spirit? Young people. But guess what? He said that in the spirit, in the context of talking about the Most High and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Talk to me about that. He's not talking to me about whiskey or whatever kind of whiskey. I have no idea what to call them things, Daniels or something or another. But he's not talking about nothing like that. He's in the room with somebody. He want to learn. He want to know. He want to talk. And I say, talk your language, baby. You got street language? Because there's a lot of sisters and brothers out there that don't know who they are. They're not speaking just correct. They're not coming across correct. Somebody got to talk to them. Somebody got to wake them up. You do what you do, and let those other brothers do what they do, and believe you me, whatever that song that come out of their mouth, it's going to touch somebody. You're going to turn around somebody that may not listen to Brother Seth, may not listen to Brother Priscilla, but you come across and you say, hey, amen, you know, and guess what? They say, yeah, man, I just, you know, I can dig it. Okay. Well, let's say we're going to dig it in the Bible. All right? What's wrong with that? How are we going to get it? He has a mission, and he have a passion to where he want to go. Thank you.
Amen.
I say all praises to the Most High for my son to be on that road.
Amen.
But no, I'm not going to let him go the wrong way. I'm a mother. I'm not going to let him, I don't want him to go the wrong way. But I want him to stay on track. And for as long as I'm here, I want to keep him on track. I want to keep him steady. Because I know my son, he's smart, intelligent. My son is, I'm very proud of my son. But I'm going to tell you, there's more to the picture than you guys know. Ain't that right, Brother Micah?
Yes, ma'am.
I have two daughters. But I prayed for a son at the beginning. Why did I do that? Well, there's another story. But I need it. I say, oh, Lord, I know you must give me a male in my life. I didn't have a father growing up. Don't know who my father is. I'm going through marriage problems and divorces. I don't have that strong male in my life. He gave me another daughter. But then after a minute there, it looked like that marriage just, you know, this is the first marriage, but it just fell apart. But I had another daughter, and I needed this male figure because I know what you said, that the male, the man, is going to lead our families. We need that male strong figure. I want to just say this today, and I'm going to get it out because, you know, like I said, as an Israelite, I learned new things. When I'm not celebrating, but I know we honor our mothers and fathers every day.
Amen.
And I know what time it is. So let's not get this twisted. I definitely know. But I'm going to say this because I want others to know that I prayed for my son. And he gave him to me as the marriage was ending. And I was so sorrowful. And I was so heartbreaking because it seemed as though I was breaking God's law of divorce. How can this be, this happening to me? How can he let me go through this and to end without a strong male figure? But just before my divorce was finalized, well, before I found out I had left and I was pregnant.
Wow.
And my divorce came final, and then 4 months later, seemed like 4 or 5 months later, I had a son. Bam. He blessed me. That marriage was not in vain. He blessed me with that male figure. And I say, because I said, if you give me the male figure, I will give him back to you to use as you desire. To be your servant, not just my son, your servant. But see,
wow.
I didn't know that he was going to give me that male. And when I had that boy fully awake, I told my son, I said, I was separated from my husband. We went through a divorce. So I had to drive myself to the hospital, park my car, go in, you know, my contractions and everything. And then I was in there, and the nurse said, okay, it's going to be a minute. The doctor hasn't arrived yet. It's early morning. And I said, oh, Lord, come on. I just got to do this. I'm not alone because he's with me. I'm not alone. I'm in a new town alone. And so I go in there and I prayed about it, and the next thing you know, about 15 minutes, the nurse returns to me after they done did all their prepping, and then they said, oh, my God, the baby's coming. I said, and within 30 minutes, I had they had to deliver me probably before the doctor got there. And about 8 o'clock, I was sitting up in the bed, and she asked me, I thought I was like cornflakes, frosted flakes. Yeah. Because the Most High have done me. He was there with me. I was totally alert. Everything.
Wow.
And I just want you to know that I knew my son was predestined to come through. Even though he had a rugged start, I knew. I didn't doubt what the Most High had for him. And still do. He's a young man. We all make mistakes, but we improve from that. Yeah. So, no, I want him to continue, and he's going to get it right because he has people, there are people in places that the Most High have set.
Amen.
In front of us that's going to help him through life and keep him sort of on track, whether he wants to hear it or not. But as long as he wants to talk about it, I say talk about it, because it's just going to make him a better person. I'm thank you for this time. Thank you for everyone listening. And I pray that every mother is Mother's Day, and that
Amen.
We should all, you know, honor our parents, as what the Bible says, every day.
Right. Every day.
Yeah.
Y'all have
yeah.
got a hold of a live wire show tonight. I hope your listeners are enjoying. Remember, you can just call the number and make a comment, 914-205-5590. Let's go to clip number 3. Again, we have in the house Waking Up Israel. We have the creator of the show, Brother Michael. Y'all know him on this show as Brother Kenwin, and his mother, Sister Thel. We have also Ambassador Thel Porche, who has the final quick word before we go to clip number 3. Go ahead, Priscilla.
Seth, let me say this real quick to Sister Thel. I appreciate your voice tonight.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you why. Especially in light of what the show is about, honoring mothers. I want you to know that I appreciate your voice tonight, because like Seth said, now my mother hasn't passed, but my mother has dementia. She can no longer have these types of conversations with mama. So I want you to know that I appreciate your voice tonight. I appreciate the voice of reason. I appreciate the wisdom. I appreciate the love that I hear for your son. I appreciate that. I really do. And my heart Man, my heart is full tonight.
Amen.
Listen to
yeah,
you.
Brother.
My
yeah,
heart is
thank
full.
You, brother.
Appreciate everything that I heard on that broadcast. I appreciate everything that I'm hearing thus far. And if it gets any better, I don't know if I could take it. But I just want you to know that I appreciate your voice tonight. Like I said, my mom has dementia.
Okay.
So I'm no longer yeah. able to have these kind of conversations with her.
Yeah, I understand.
And so.
Amen.
Well, thank you.
So we feel you. We feel your words,
yeah.
brother. We feel your words. Well. Again, like I
yeah.
said, y'all,
yeah,
y'all got a hold
definitely.
Of a live wire tonight. Well, here come part 3. It gets better. Believe that. Here we go, y'all.
revealing of who you are, and then understanding our scriptures. You know,
I
think the Holy Spirit
that,
play a big part in that, all of that.
A lot of things
they were saying was their Holy Spirit leading them, and they come up with that conclusion that the Holy Spirit led them to. And they look at me like, why you don't get it? Well, the Holy Spirit told me this way to go. That's what the Holy Spirit told me. I'm separating the apostles from the Israelites preaching Christ other Israelites rather than apostles. Okay. Go ahead, sister.
Okay, stop right there, brother. If you feel that and you're on a mission, you're on a mission. Simple as that. That's what I want to say. Simple as that. You're on a mission. And you believe the Spirit has led you. So I don't see there's any problem with that. I don't see there's any problem with that at all. And the only problem that I say that I've seen is the fact that we don't have to even go to any levels because it's all good news. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so it's okay. Everything is wonderful.
Yeah.
And just want to thank everybody. You're trying to go into a deeper type of discussion, I believe. And the venue for that is like more like a sit down and talk seminar, conference, debate, whatever you want to call it, you know. But we can do this until Christ comes back, if that's what you want, because that's what it's going to take for him to come back and reveal to all of us what we may have fallen short of. But you know what? It's okay, because he has already died for our sins. But if we fall short, the Most High, you know, he forgive us. And so we're still there. We're still with him. And I want to just say hallelujah for that, because that's what makes me feel good. That all is not lost. All is not lost at all. I don't know if you follow that or not, because the way you have to have that certain spirit to understand what I'm saying, because sometimes I talk so fast that I know the Spirit be leading me, because that's just the way I feel, and I get excited, you know, and I know you do too, and I know the brothers do too, and I really enjoy that, because all I can feel is the Spirit, man, all the time. Thank God. Yeah, I mean, it's spirit in that. Even in the conversation, it's exciting. Because we're talking, right? We're talking. So much information could come out of there. That's you know, when we're in a room and we have a speaker. The speaker is speaking, and everyone's listening. And, you know, if you got a little Bible study, well, you still got someone that's leading and da-da-da-da-da, you know, the Bible study. And I was a Sunday school teacher, you know. I've done that. And what I'm saying is, but when you can have people just talking about experiences and the vision, brother, is the... They talk about how they found, I want to say the Lord, this is how the Spirit came to them and what it means to them and their journey. And they didn't get there by knowing and being scholars. They didn't get there that way. See, you achieve what you think through the letters, through the word, through the scriptures, through the writings, and then there are some people like me that's not all that knowledgeable. I get it through, and I get the spirit in me, and I just believe, and I just know that he hears me. And I know, and I pray to him, and I pray for repentance, and I understand I have to repent, that I do this as long as I wake up and go to sleep every night, I ask for forgiveness of sin. But I know Christ have already died for us. But that was it. So it's a mystery, right? So the mystery is we can't, the flesh is the flesh. But spiritually, if we do something or did something that we think, wait a minute, did I do something wrong? But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say, Father, forgive me. And forgive me if I've done anything or said anything to anyone that hurt them. I pray forgiveness. Because sometimes we do things that even we may not be so aware of, that we've just insulted or hurt someone else's feelings. Maybe we didn't know that. You know, and maybe we're falling short ourselves. So we have to be very, very careful not to hurt and insult others. And we definitely got to be careful not to judge someone else, at least we be judged. But what I'm saying is we don't have that authority. You know, if someone repents of their sin, who are we to say, no, 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 you're still no good. You're still no good. When we ourselves have to go and ask for forgiveness, and we pray and hope that the Most High, that our Savior, is going to forgive us. That's what I'm saying. So, no, 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 we don't want to pass no judgment on anyone because goodness knows he said that that's what we're going to do. We're going to go put somebody down. And we didn't know that that person we just put down, he had the spirit of the Messiah. That might have been the Messiah for all they know. They don't know. So you can't, you have to be very, very careful because he'll be testing us. He's going to test us. He said, yeah, I want you to be this way, but I also want you to be this way. Well, I thought you wanted me to do this. He said, yeah, but I wanted someone that I know that knew me, trust in me, believe in me, in my son, and follow my commandments and my statutes and what have you to the best of your ability, and then I'll be the judge of everything in the end. So don't worry about anybody else trying to judge you. I'm going to be your judge. So, but you do your best and be the best person you can be in Christ, who came and died for to free us. You know, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know. I like talking about it. That's why I like discussions. Because we keep saying that, and I know that whenever we have loved ones that we hope and pray that we're going to see again. And we will. And we will. And there, we have loved ones is saying right now, I hope my loved one don't make the same mistakes I might have made. I hope they realize now what I just found out, you know, that there is a place. That is not the end. They have to be open-minded and slow to criticize. Slow. Because even the strangest thing is the most, is the unbelievable stuff is what the Most High is all about. I mean, we were reading in the Apocrypha. I mean, how can the 300 men defeat 5,000, 10,000? Because the Savior sent his angels down and the other groups, as far as they know, what they saw made them tremble and made them flee. But was it really that many? Did they really see it? Come on now, they didn't. Father was with those men, was with his children to fight, help fight their battles. I'm sorry, Brother Mike, I done took your show. I'm sorry for everyone. I like the Apocrypha. I like reading what we're reading, and it shows how these...
We're back, and I just want to thank the Most High for this show tonight. I'm sure none of us saw it coming. I mean, truly, we can see the glory of wisdom in a mother to a son. Again, Sister Thel not taking any sides, giving her son some guidance. She feels led of the Holy Spirit, and as Purcell say, a lot of us, he talked about his mom. My mom is not here. Some of y'all's moms are not here listening to the show. You may be listening to this show 10 years from now. But just know, brothers and sisters, the wisdom of a mother lives forever. My mother's not here, but a lot of what Sister Thel, it reminds me of my mom. And so hopefully today, as the world celebrates their mom, and again, you hear Sister Thel break it down with what was behind the origin of Mother's Day. Of course, some of us don't even know that, and we're definitely not in that spirit, especially if somebody's saying some Jewish woman is the mother of all. We don't know anything about that. Just today, we're loving on our moms. It's just a simple, just a show where we're just trying to simply appreciate mothers. And again, we thank you for tuning into the Five Sisters Song Network, brothers. If you listen to this show online and you want to get in on the action, remember, you got to call the phone number, 914-205-5590. Now, I know a lot of people are celebrating with their moms today, and that means that they're going to be busy all day with their mom. We're right in the middle of everything, so I don't expect a whole lot of people to hear this show today. But on tomorrow, when these shows are recorded, I expect the numbers to soar, especially when they hear the testimony, or the exchange, I should say. Well, let's do it a little different. We went to Purcell, Ambassador Purcell first. Let's go to Brother Michael first, and then we'll go to Sister Thel, and then Brother Ambassador Purcell, Porsche, all the way in Cincinnati. And then we'll play the last clip, and then we'll wrap up our show, brothers and sisters. So the last clip is only 10 minutes, so we do have one more clip, though. Brother Michael and Waking Up Israel is on one line here. Again, two podcasts on one show. Okay, here we go. Brother Michael, your line is open. What do you have to say about that last clip?
I would like to say that Sister Thel, sharing Sister Thel with the world, it is an honor to hear that, and that everybody can witness that, she's my mom, and she got lots of wisdom, and she is led by the Spirit. I'm just so proud of her, and it's taking heed to a lot that she said. I'm going to leave it at that, and I thank yourself for putting this together, brother.
Yeah, it's the least I could do, man. It's the least I can do. I mean, we appreciate your contributions over the time you've been with us here on the Five Smooth Stone Network and with your own podcast, your show there. Sister Thel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Any comments on what you've heard?
I'm here.
And we're going to go to the ambassador.
Like I said before, brother, I had not heard myself. But it wasn't about me. That's the reason why I don't go back and listen to me. I want others that can relate. I want the others to know the love that I have and how the master, how my Savior was there for me. So many times when I was alone, I know how to be alone. I grew up being alone. And I made it through some storms. But I realized that there was always something that brought me through. And I passionately want to save and talk to others to let them know to never give up, to find your way, seek the Savior. Get in any way you can. Your path.
Amen.
The door is open. Find your path in. Find you a seat. That's what I'm saying. Because our Father's house is big and he have many mansions and there's room for everyone. It's up to him. It's not up to me to tell him who you want to put in the room. It's not me. Not up to me or anyone else. And I'm not about to say what's any difference. It's not up to me. I know that is a fact. And so, thank you for letting me hear that. This was a shock to me.
Well.
And my heart is overflowing right now, but I do. I think, you know, Brother Seth, I have been such a slow to speak, a very shut-in person that didn't talk as much. And my speech may be a little bit off. And he has opened the gateway, the floodgates, if you say. And all my feelings and everything, I just want to keep saying it over and over and over again. And thank you for this day. And to know that the Spirit in us is what's most important and not the holidays. Do you know what you're doing? Okay, stay on track that you know.
Amen.
You know, we have to live in this world. We got to live in this world, and he told us that. And just like you said, if they're going to come over and enjoy us a gathering, it's a gathering. You say, hey, look, this is the way we're going to do this. I just want y'all to know I don't do this. I don't observe this. I don't. But, hey, as a family, you know, hey, enjoy
Amen.
The food, relax, talk, you know. Let's just get it straight because, see, who are you talking to? I'm sorry, you're talking to the man above. You're telling him, you're telling the world, you're putting it out in the air that you are on point. You are on point. Everybody else may not be on point, but you told everybody you are on point. And that's what matters. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Amen. We appreciate those words. And we got one more clip coming up, y'all, with Sister Thel. Again, wisdom flowing, and then we'll wrap up the show. This has been a great show. Let's go back to Cincinnati and hear from the ambassador, Purcell Porche. Your line is open.
All right. Man, this has been a very powerful show.
Man.
And I, like Sister Thel, my heart, the floodgates are open and my heart is overflowing. I just want you to know, Sister Thel, it sounds to me like you have a spirit of evangelism on you. I've heard nothing but encouragement and hope. You have shared a word to the people that is full of hope and is full of love and clear direction. I've heard you do nothing but point all of us to the Father. And more importantly, I've heard you use the term truth several times, admonishing us to seek the truth. And a lot of times we're content with the facts, but the facts don't make the truth. The fact is, the woman at the well was an adulterous woman. But the truth is, she met the Father, or she met Jesus the Christ, the anointed one there at the well, who was able to deliver her all of her issues, who was able to make her brand new, who was able to literally, in the blink of an eye, turn her life around. This is why when her accusers came to her, they were right. She was an adulterer. They were right in feeling like they had the authority to stone her. But when Jesus laid down the law and said, he who is without sin, cast the first stone, all of them dropped their stones and walked away because the truth prevailed.
Yeah.
Because the truth prevailed. So I want to tell you again, I thank you for these. I don't know if everybody's catching it, but I'm like a sponge, okay? I'm hearing all these little nuggets you dropping. And I'm encouraged.
Yeah.
I want you to know that I'm encouraged. I am encouraged. I am encouraged. I am encouraged. I'm so glad that I got on tonight because, to be honest, my position was going to be, well, I'm chilling with my wife today because it's Mother's Day, and I wasn't going to come on. But I felt compelled to come on, and I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad I did. Of course, you all know it's your boy, Ambassador Purcell and Del Porche, Salt Life Kingdom Ministries. Just sharing my heart, man.
Yes,
just sharing my heart. You know, and I'm just grateful. I'm sharing my grateful heart.
90 seconds.
So, with that being said, hit us, Seth, with the grand finale.
Yes, here come the grand finale, and I want to remind everybody, like the operator just came in my ear and said, we got 90 seconds. So those of you listening online, if you want to continue to listen to this testimony or this dialogue between the mother and the son, you must call the phone number, 914-205-5590. The last clip is only 10 minutes, and then we're going to wrap this show. But what Purcell says, Sister Thale and Brother Micah, ditto, I feel the same. It's one of the best shows. I'll never, ever forget this show. Believe that. Here we go, y'all.
They didn't. Father was with those men. Was with his children to fight, help fight their battles. I'm sorry, Brother Mike, I done took your show. I'm sorry for everyone. I like the Apocrypha. I like reading what we're reading, and it shows how these people, they had to go through some things, true. And we still are doing that today. We got to go through something, too. It's not going to be easy for us. So I'm just saying, that's what I like about Block Talk. That's what I like about Block Talk, don't you?
Yeah,
everyday people?
Yeah. Everyday people.
Yeah, everyday people. Yeah. I mean, when you talk about what he has done for you, and you get it, you feel a sense of blessing, of bliss, when you know that you're in the right position that you should be in right now. Mm. You know? Because you the one that woke me up and informed me. Right?
Right.
Yeah, you told me. And I was a little reluctant, right?
Right.
Because I never had heard of what you was talking about. But I said, no, we are the Gentiles. Remember I said that?
Right.
But you didn't really just come out and try to tell me. You showed me. See, that's the thing. You didn't just come out and argue with me. You didn't come out and try to force feed me. You gave me things to research myself, to read myself. But when you gave me that little bits of information and what have you, it was the spirit that got into me to make me want to know more. And I wanted to know more. I have done a little research. I have listened. I have searched about. But, you know, my age, I said, oh, I wish I had been 20, 30 years younger when I found this information. I'd be almost on fire like those brothers are, you know, taking advantage of the technology and everything. You know, but it's still not too late, because the one thing the Most High has given me, of course, in my later years is the talent to talk a lot. I just got to know my place. I got to know my place, and I got to know when to stop, like I'm going to do right now. All praises. All praises for that. See, it's something to talk a lot, but you got to be disciplined, and I am. I just understand that this is a blog talk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're all about. This is how we're going to have to reach everyone. Because people don't talk anymore. That's why we have so many mass shootings. People are going and just shooting people. Don't know who they are or anything. And innocent children just, here in the state of Texas, my state of Texas, my heart is just, I don't know, just right here, not far. My heart just cries. It cries, brother, I'm sorry. It cries. Did you know I understood there was about 190 mass shootings this year? This year. And we are in May. 190, maybe plus. This year. Something really has to be done. But I know for a fact that they keep talking, but nothing is happening. Whatever talking they thought they was going to do 20 years ago, about 20, 25 years ago, that's all they've been doing is a lot of talk. No one is doing the right things. They've got fingers pointing this way, that way, whatever way, all kinds of ways. But see, the Most High is not going to let them, he's going to let them realize that it's not up to them. You're going to have different people in high places making different decisions and judgments. There never is going to be in one accord. They're not going to come together. And this is what angers him a lot. And there's so much stuff that's going on. We're living in the last days here. We are in Sodom and Gomorrah at this time. So this world, all of us, right here. Everywhere you turn, brother, there are chaos going on. There are protests and killings and wars in Israel, there's in China, in all areas, everywhere. There's so much going on. It is unbelievable. and even in India, I thought, whoa, what? They got different sections or tribes, mind you. Sections or communities divided. And one half believers on this and another one, they clash. They're coming together. I say, what? This is unbelievable. He said that we were going to fight each other. We're going to just do each other in. But is there anyone listening out there? No, they're not. They're not. So he's going to have natural disasters left and right to force us to come together and help each other, but we still want to hate each other. So help me out of this crisis, but I'm on going back and kick you down as soon as I get back up on my feet. That doesn't make no sense. It doesn't. We have to have our eyes wide open, and we have to see how the Most High works in our lives. And when he sends someone your way, do not look at them and pass judgment on them. Do not do that, because you don't know who that person is and what he means to you, no matter who they are. It can even come as a pet, brother. Animals. I had a pet that I a little puppy, yes. I had a little puppy and had him for a long time, and he was just as bad as he can all get out. But he threw a lot of furniture up and shoes and and everything, but I miss him so much, and he got away from me. And all I can do some mornings, I wake up and I hear a sound of a dog barking at a distance, and I'm thinking, I wish that was Jinx trying to find me. I miss him so much. We can love like that, each other. We can love like that. You can come to love any animal, because the animal, you know, is like innocent and true. When they love you, that's pure love. That's all. They have no alternative. No motive or anything to do anything. Once you bring them up and you have that love between the two of you, they just love you to death. They just love you. And so, you know, you can't do anything wrong or whatever, because they know that you mean nothing but goodness, nothing but truth and purity. And you just can't help but love them. So anyway, Brother Micah, you know me. Mm-hmm. I say it. Please stop me. Please, just stop me.
I just want you to make sure you got all your thought out, you know.
But you can't do that to me. I'm one of those people that you can't do that to me. And I know that's the way you are, too. You know where you got that from, right? Okay, so I support you, because I know where you're getting it from. But you just keep on until you can be the best you can be. That's all I'm saying. Because you're on the right path, no doubt. And the Spirit is working with you, so I would just say, you know, don't worry about that. Everything's going to come full circle, and everything's going to be fine, and just continue and with the brothers and everything, because that's fine. All of that is just fine. Just fine. So are we going to go into 49 or of Jasher or what?
we're not in no competition. But brothers and sisters, when the spirit moves, how do you top that? How do anybody top that? Anyway, going to the phone line. I want to hear from the ambassador first. And then we're going to hear from Waking Up Israel. Ambassador Purcell.
Well, Seth, man, all I can tell you is you have outdone yourself on tonight. I really am so grateful for this particular show. And what I'm going to take away, Sister Thel said, well, let me say this to Brother Micah. Brother Micah, man, thank you so much for sharing, Mama. Thank you. Thank you.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Let me open this line. Let me open this line. Say it again, because that line wasn't open. Now it's open.
Okay. I want to say to Brother Micah, thank you so much for sharing Mama. Mama is here. This is where I'm at. Now you let me know if I'm out of order. Sister Thel is no longer Sister Thel. Sister Thel, the Lord has changed your name. You are now Mama. Just let me know if I'm out of order, and I'll flip back to Sister Thel. But Brother Michael, we family. We've been family for a long time. I didn't know Mama was Mama until very recently. So now Sister Thel ain't Sister Thel to me no more. Your country on your Sister Thel ain't Sister Thel to me no more. Sister Thel is
okay.
Mama. You Mama. And I want to thank okay. you. Again, I want to thank Brother Mike for sharing you on today. I want to thank you for your wisdom. You done did something to the ambassador's heart today. I ain't going to lie to you. I feel like I can run through two people walls at this point. And I mean
okay.
that. I mean that.
Yeah.
I just want to say what I'm taking away from today is what I heard you say to your son. You said, be the best you can be in Christ. That right there,
mm-hmm.
that right there shut the whole thing down. Church is out, preacher gone home.
Mm-hmm.
You said be the best you
mm-hmm.
can be in Christ, in Him. And that's what
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do. I'm going to be
yeah.
best me I can be from here on
yeah.
out in Him. In Him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just also.
Absolutely.
Again, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I just appreciate your words of encouragement. I appreciate your words of wisdom. I appreciate your words of hope. The Bible said hope deferred makes the heart sick. I think on tonight, you have turned some hearts tonight.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've turned some hearts tonight. You've touched some hearts tonight in a very special way. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah.
If nobody else admits it, I can tell you from all the way out here in Cincinnati, Ohio, you have touched my heart on tonight, and I want to say thank you. I appreciate the God in you. I appreciate your walk. I appreciate what God is yet doing in you. For the Bible says, I have not seen,
neither ear heard the things that he has in store.
Exactly.
Him that he loves.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So.
Amen.
Yeah, the Father is definitely in operation in your life. I just want you to know the hand of the Lord is upon your life. And continue,
thank you.
Continue to keep your heart wide open. Continue to allow the Lord to give you ears to hear. Because that's what it's going to, that's how he shares his truth. He only shares his truth with those who have ears to hear.
Yeah.
We cannot receive his truth with a stoppage or a blockage. We have to allow God to have free reign in our heart. This is why he admonished us to love him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, it's your boy, Ambassador Purcell Lindell Porsche, all the way out here in Cincinnati, Ohio,
yes.
Representing Thought Life Kingdom Ministries, where we believe in bringing the saltiness back to the believer through rightly dividing the word of truth and kingdom principles.
And Purcell, quickly
yes, sir.
Give the name and where you're located on Instagram, and then we're going to get final words from Waking Up Israel podcast.
Instagram, you can find me every Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Every Wednesday at 6 o'clock PM Eastern Time. 6 o'clock PM Eastern Time. You can find me on Instagram, Ministries Salt Life. Ministries Salt Life. I believe now you can also look me up under Lindell Porsche. That's LYNDELL Porsche. He as in Paul, O-R-C-H-E. I always say, just like the car, without the S. So you can find me every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, sharing the word of God, or what thus says the Lord. You best believe it's what thus says the Lord. It ain't my opinion. I don't get on there ranting and raving about this, that, and the other. I'm going to share with you the heart of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Purcell,
I love you.
Listen,
you
before I let you go and mute you, I appreciate the emotional exchange you had earlier. You touched me, brother. I don't hardly ever... All of this touched me, but I mean, that was another part of the show. You shared what you shared about your mother and everybody. So keep her in prayers, brothers. Keep her
yes.
in your prayers,
yes.
brothers and sisters. I'm getting tongue twisted. Keep
yes.
the ambassador's mother in your prayers and the Porsche family. And I mean that, brothers and sisters. Don't just listen to this broadcast. Really, whisper for prayer now. I mean, you know, because. As Purcell once told me, and I use his words all the time, he said this one time to me, man, whatever the situation was, he said, there is no match for our God. So I'm going to give
yeah.
you your own medicine.
Yeah. Right.
Your mother's no match for
yep.
the Most High.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Lesson, that was Purcell's words. Again, whatever you're going through, it's no match for the Most High.
Yeah.
So let's go to Waking Up Israel, and we'll start with Sister Dale, and then we'll end it with the creator of that podcast, Brother Michael, and y'all know him on this show as Brother Kenwin. So Sister Dale, what say you? We've played you a while there. You was able to get out a lot that was in your heart and spirit. You really blessed me first. That's what made me want to do this show and chop that thing up in four pieces, because I was so blessed out on the ramp while y'all was asleep at night. I heard that probably 4 o'clock in the morning, and I must have played it about 4 times. So remember, brothers and sisters, you can listen to this show 4 times, too, if y'all want to. But I already heard that exchange between you and Brother Michael 4 times. So go ahead with final, and then we'll listen, we'll hear from Brother Michael, and we'll wrap the show.
All right, brother. I also want to say that Brother Michael encourages me. I try to tell him to please cut me off, and he, no, I just can't. It just seems like I just want you to be you, Mom, just, you know, and I think they would enjoy you like I do. And so, brothers, I just want to say that I do wish the best and wish everyone, and for Brother Purcell, I don't know if I told you, but I'm a poet as well. I did write one for mothers that doesn't, people for, I wrote it for the ones that have their mothers and the one that did not have their mothers. And I also said something to this fact, and I will share it with you on another day.
Okay.
But one thing that mothers will tell their children, that if I'm not here, keep your ears open up, because there are mothers everywhere that's going to continue. They're going to say something. You're going to say, that sounds like my mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
for you. I just wanted you to know, it's for you. It's for you. If you hear it and someone say something and you say, that's, you know, if I was in a different place or whatever, and had my back to it and I hear this and I'm thinking, man, that reminds me of my mother. It is for you. The Spirit did allow you to hear that.
Yeah.
It came to you because the Spirit of your mother, whether here or not here, the Spirit in her is alive.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it can come through other channels, through other people.
Yeah.
And what's for you is for you. So you receive it and give the all praises to the Most High and our Savior and Lord, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. And I just hope that everyone seek everything through him. The Spirit of your loved ones. Get in your closet, talk to your loved ones. You'll be surprised. You will feel so much better. You know, if you feel better, they heard it. They heard it. And don't forget to know that who is allowing that to happen. That's the deal. You talk to your loved ones. You let them know how much you love them. You pray for them as well. And because of our Savior and Lord and our Father is allowing this. Allow this. If he allows it, he allows it. If you feel good about it and receive that goodness, that warmth that come all over you, or you hear it from somebody else's voice or whatever, and you say, that's for me, because I just prayed about it, and now look what's happened over here. That was for me.
Mm-hmm.
Open your mindset. Open your ears. So you can hear and not hear. You can see and not see.
Yeah.
Do not trust your eyesight. Do not just trust your ears. You see with the Spirit and you hear with the Spirit, and please watch your tongue and make sure it has the Spirit coming out of you. And brothers, I appreciate you. I do talk too much. I'm going to let my son I let my son say a few words. And I appreciate everyone. I pray for everyone, and I just seek everyone's prayer for me.
Amen.
And and I just wish you and Brother Purcell the best, and your family the best. And you know, I just hope this is a new concept. But you know, everything begins somewhere. There's a beginning. And
yes,
thank you very much. And I'm going to say shalom, shalom, and shalom, shalom to my son. And I'll just mute myself out, and I'll be listening.
Shalom, Purcell.
Let me say this. Before Brother Michael come on.
Okay.
You have not said one word
okay.
too long. You have not made one breath on this show too long. You're just fine. Okay? Brother Michael, final word.
All right. It's a very heartfelt show. Thank you there, Brother Self. I appreciate everyone just listening and falling in love with my mama. It's a very, very proud of her, and a lot of that wisdom, she passed it on. She definitely loves sharing, puts in her heart, and I'm very honored to have the whole world get to know my mom. So I love her so much, so dearly. And that's about it, y'all. I just thank y'all for this, and I won't forget the show. All right,
yeah.
Shalom, shalom.
Well, shalom, shalom. And like Brother Purcell say, before I say that, Brother Michael, again, you're welcome, brother. Anytime. What I'm gonna do is Brother Purcell say. Actually, he got it off me. But how we always say, we love every single one of you. At the end of all of our shows, we say we love every single one of you, and there is nothing you can do about it. I want to say good night, everybody. Everybody's line is now muted, and so I just want to, again, thank Waking Up Israel's show for joining the Five Smooth Stone Network tonight. I'm going to go out with a bang. And this song is serious, y'all. Check this out. This is by Molly. See y'all on Tuesday.
Royalty. Power to the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt, fame, we do something we don't. Hurting people's pain, we do things that we won't. Whooping, she's closing with a cross in his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Yeah. That you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Royalty. Yeah.
Once we weren't the people, now we are the people. Do you know? Let them call you those things if you knew you were a queen. And my brother, would you be out there risking your life for green paper if you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were a king? Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you, but they don't really tell us what we do need to know. 1 Peter 2:6, a blessing for sure. So power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Say that you were called out of the dark, into the marvelous light. Oh, do you know who you are?
Royalty.
Once we weren't the people,
mercy made us the people.
Now we are the people.
Royalty,
royalty, king and queen.
come back home, brother, you're royal. I was you the chosen people, who at one point was in Judah's people. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Royalty, royalty, royal. At one point wasn't beautiful people, his own chosen people.